Good morning. This is Akashvani Gohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang urged upon the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, and the contractors to ensure safety measures and good quality roads in all state highways, especially the Dimapur-Kohima four-lane road. Addressing a coordination meeting of NHIDCL contractors and national highway officials on monsoon preparedness at his office chamber on Wednesday, Zeliang, who is in charge of national highways, expressed concern over the lack of safety measures along the national highways causing inconvenience to the commuters during monsoon season. He urged upon the NHIDCL to pay special attention to accident-prone regions, especially Patkai Bridge, Kogidolong area, along the Dimapur-Kohima four-lane road, and initiate safety measures to prevent any untoward incident. Zeliang also emphasized the need for preventing rock fall, maintain proper road dividers, and timely repair of potholes as safety measures. He asked the NHIDCL and the contractors to keep all machineries and manpower in place during monsoon to address any blockages and maintain traffic flow. He added that special focus should be given to ensure good quality road and safety, as Dimapur-Kohima four-lane road is not only the main lifeline for Nagaland but also for Manipur and Southeast Asian countries. He urged NHIDCL to complete the four-lane project before the forthcoming Hornbill Festival. In response, the NHIDCL officials and contractors assured its commitment to implement all precautionary safety measures during the monsoon season. Meanwhile, the meeting also agreed to have quarterly coordination meeting of NHIDCL, the contractors, PRO and state's national highways. Inspector General IGAR North, Major General Manish Kumar, called upon Chief Minister Nipirio at Kohima yesterday. During the interaction, Major General Kumar briefed the Chief Minister on the overall security situation in the state and also apprised him of the various civic initiatives undertaken for the well-being of the people. The Chief Minister appreciated the Centre of Excellence being run by Assam Rifles at Chiswema, Kohima, where children are mentored and empowered for the prestigious JEE and NEET exams. A total of 37 students are being trained in the current year. New and Renewable Energy Secretary Bhupinder Singh Palla has underscored the country's determination to play a pivotal role in the global hydrogen economy. Addressing the World Hydrogen Summit 2024 in Rotterdam, Netherlands, he assured the delegates of India's capability to meet any scale of production demand for green hydrogen, provided there is sufficient market demand and support. The Secretary reiterated India's position as a global leader in renewable energy affordability, emphasizing the nation's low cost of renewable energy. Palla said that a country's installed electricity capacity from non-fossil fuel sources is projected to increase by 50% by 2030, in line with the country's commitment to transitioning towards sustainable energy sources. District Administration Walker, under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, in collaboration with the ICAR Research Complex for NEH Region Nagaland Centre and ICAR KVK Walker, organised a one-day workshop on agripreneurship yesterday at Pandari Town Hall. The event was organised to promote agricultural entrepreneurship among the youth. Agriculture Department also participated in the sessions and shared their expertise and guidance to the participants. The workshop witnessed the active participation of 50 young individuals from Pandari area. The participants were highlighted on various topics such as valuable insights into sustainable agricultural practices, business management and community welfare. The 11-day-long Asian Football Confederation, AFC, C Diploma course under the All India Football Federation, AIFF, concluded at IG Stadium, Kohima, yesterday. A total of 21 coaches from across the districts of Nagaland, including one from Assam and one from Lakshadweep, participated in the diploma course. The course consisted of theoretical and practical content, while the results of the course will be announced in a later date. At the closing ceremony, President of the Nagaland Football Association, K. Nipu Segose, emphasized the increased responsibility of coaches in developing football in the state. he encouraged coaches to make a significant impact by striving to develop high-quality players. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.